Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the audio conference of Prumo Participações e Investimento S.A.'s financial results of the first quarter of 2023. Thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct a question-and-answer session, and instructions to participate will be given at that time. If you should require assistance during the call, please press star key followed by zero. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. Today, with us, we have Eugênio Figueiredo, the CEO of Prumo Participações e Investimentos S.A. and CFO of Prumo Logística S.A. I would now like to turn the conference over to Mr. Figueiredo. Please go ahead, sir.
Okay, thank you. First, I would like to thank all of you to be joining this first quarter of 2023 call. We're going to go through some highlights of the financial and operational side of Ferroporte and Prumopar, and then we'll have a Q&A session. So first, looking to the volume of iron ore that was handled in the first quarter, we had an increase of 9.2% with the total volume being handled of roughly 5 million tons in this quarter. Total iron ore take-or-pay revenues were 284.3 million BRL, which represents an increase of 5.4% comparing to the same period of 2022. Revenues coming from T-oil access tariffs increased strongly with 27.9 million BRL, representing an increase of more than 300% comparing to the same period of last year. The adjusted EBITDA was 223.4 million BRL, a 12.5% increase in comparison with the first quarter of 2022. And the EBITDA margin for the first quarter of 2023, still above 80%, amounted 81.1%, which is 180 bips below the adjusted margin for the same period of 2022. Ferroporte distributed in the period 151.2 million BRL for its both shareholders, with Prumopar share being 75.6 million BRL. As we disclosed, the revenues increased 12.3%. Looking on the financial highlights on Ferroporte consolidated figures, we have costs of services increasing 12.2%, mainly coming from personnel, emergency maintenance, and some structural inspections and energy costs. The overall operating expenses increased 19.7% compared to 2022 due to a decrease of revenues from energy surplus that was sold because of the lower price. Income before taxes amounted to 208.4 million BRL, an increase of 14.3%, and net income amounted 134.9 million, which represents an increase of 12.4% for the first quarter of 2023. At Ferroporte cash flow, the point that we'd like to highlight was that cash coming from operating activities increased 23.2% compared to the same period of 2022, amounting 165.2 million BRL. Looking to some of the Prumopar figures, we have on the income statement, the overall cash balance decreased due to the change in the way of distributions that was actually being done after the total repayment of the IC loans from Ferroporte to Prumopar. And with that, that led to a decrease in the financial income due to the smaller cash balance in Promopar. And if we go through to the cash flow statement in the first quarter of 2023, Promopar received 75.6 million through the dividends distributions, as we said. The last one, which is the balance sheet of Promopar, we think it's important to highlight to you that at the end of March 2023, we had escrow deposits of 55.8 million versus 143.3 million at the end of 2022. The difference, as mentioned before, is due to the debt service payments due in December 2022 that was settled on the first business day of January 2023. With all that, on March 31st, 2023, Promopar's equity was negative at 73.2 million due to accounting losses driven by the accrued exchange rate variance registered in the period. So roughly those were the highlights that I would like to bring to you. You have the report already uploaded. One thing that is important to mention that there was a table at the report that was actually duplicated. So we substituted recently the report on the website and correctly put the table of the balance sheets of Ferroport that was duplicated with the Promopar one instead. I would like to go back to the Q&A if we do have any questions from the participants.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star key followed by the one key on your touchtone phone now. If at any time you would like to remove yourself from the questioning queue, please press star 2. One moment, please, while we pull for questions. Please hold. Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you would like to pose a question, please press star key followed by one on your touchtone phone now. This concludes today's teleconference, today's question and answer session. I would like to invite Mr. Eugenio Figueiredo to proceed with his closing statements. Please go ahead, sir.
Okay, thanks for that. First, I would like to actually remind that we just substituted the report that was a table that was duplicated there. And so if you could go back and take a look, if any questions arise from that, please, we will be available through our email. And I would like to thank you again, the participation of all of you on these first quarter 2023 results for Promopar. And we'll be seeing you on the next call for the second quarter of 2023. Thank you very much.
That does conclude Promo Participações Investimentos S.A.'s financial results for the first quarter 2023 audio conference for today. Thank you very much for your participation. Have a good day and thank you for using Chorus Call.
Thank you.